Good morning. It's February 25th. Welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. This morning's title is The Star-Spangled Banner. Blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven-rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must, for our cause is just, and this be our motto, in God is our trust. And the star-spangled banner forever shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. Francis Scott Key. Not many of us recognize the end of the fourth verse of our national anthem, but there it is. Today, there seems to be much debate about the religious persuasion of the founding fathers. There are those who insist that our nation, founded in revolution, was not in fact founded as a Christian nation, nor were those who formulated our Constitution necessarily Christian, but many were universalists of some sort. We fought a bloody, terrible war. We continued to permit enslavement of our fellow man after our independence was secure, and we structured a government that favored the preferences and input of the wealthy over the poor. Maybe. I think it only shows that we are a nation made up of fallible, inherently self-concerned people, just like those that have populated the world since the beginning of recorded history. But at the same time, we are a phenomenally diverse group of people from all different ethnic, cultural, and yes, religious backgrounds, who came together to throw off the tyranny of a few and overturn the system of oppression that had been the world's predominant form of government for many centuries. In doing so, we acknowledged in the Declaration of Independence that we formed a nation under God. As such, the founders, as we do today, value the monotheistic precepts of freedom, love for God and each other, equality, independence, and community. Speaking of community, did you know that Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution clearly delineates a, quote, league of friendship, unquote, between the states, and that they will provide for the common defense, secure each other's liberties, binding themselves to assist each other against all forces? Should we remind everyone before the OU Texas game each year? These musings came to mind when I noticed one of those huge American flags that often fly over places like car dealerships hanging limply in the cold rain this morning. For some reason, whenever I see the stars and bars snapping in the wind at right angles to the pole on a sunny day with the blue sky in the background, well, I just feel better. In contrast, this morning, the flaccid flag just kind of, I don't know, bums me out a little. Is that just the weather? I guess the weather's part of it. But I think the bigger part is that when I see that flag flying proudly in a brisk breeze, it speaks of energy and determination and history and sacrifice and freedom and a people bound together by common beliefs and values. While I was mulling that over later, it occurred to me that every one of those things are common to our Christian faith. Christ sacrificed himself specifically for our freedom. Freedom from sin and guilt and shame and fear. He left us the Holy Spirit to energize us in our determination to spread the gospel and to love our neighbors as we want to be loved. We were adopted into his family as equals and thus are a people bound together by common beliefs. Lastly, there are now almost 2,000 years of Christian church history, during which we have both failed miserably and been horribly misguided, as well as triumphed and brought hope to millions. So, America might not be a Christian nation. We still struggle with racism, class distinction, crime, and immorality, but at least we struggle. It's still a darn good country to live in if you want to be able to express your opinion and worship as you choose. Here's to the flag. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that you love all your children all over the world, and yet we thank you every day that your providence has allowed us to live under a flag that declares to the world we are a free people, able to speak and worship as we please. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.